How to Make a Peanut Butter and Jelly Sandwich by Raylan Smith, read by Adrian Vitullo. History. Some people think that it has been around forever because it is so simple to make, but really all of this had to be discovered before we could put them together. All of these ingredients had to be discovered. Bread was just a loaf, not sliced. In 1912, a man by the name Otto created a device that sliced bread, but bakers did not want it because they did not think people would want their bread sliced. Then in 1927, he recreated the slicer to make it better, and this is when the saying, "the greatest, best thing since sliced bread." Jelly, jam, and other fruit preserves have been around for a long time. Mr. Welch developed jam in 1918 and would provide it for the troops during World War I. When the troops arrived back home, they showed everyone how you can spread it on bread. Peanut butter is the same. It had been around for a long time, and a lot longer than you think. It was created by the Incas and Aztecs. In the early 1900s, peanut butter made its appearance in rich people's homes and was used with cucumbers, cheese, celery, and crackers. The first known reference of a sandwich came to the surface in 1901. The steps. It is easy to think that all we need is bread, peanut butter, jelly, a butter knife, and a plate to eat it on. You can find some bread in the cupboard and grab two pieces out and lay them on the counter by each other so that once the spread is on the bread, you can easily put one piece on top of the other. The next step that we will do is get the peanut butter. This is usually in the cupboard as well. If you do not have peanut butter, then you can go to the grocery store and get some. Grab the peanut butter and unscrew the lid so it is off. Then pick up the butter knife and dip the knife in the peanut butter and spread it on the piece of bread. You can continue to dip the knife in the peanut butter until you are satisfied with the amount of peanut butter on the slice of bread. Now you can set the piece of bread down on the table and clean the knife off or get a new knife for the jelly. If you want just a peanut butter sandwich, then you are done and can put the other slice of bread on the other one with the peanut butter, or you can add jelly to the other slice. Again, the jelly should be in the cupboard, and if you do not have it, you can find it at the grocery store. We will grab the jelly and take the top off just like we did with the peanut butter. Once the lid is off, we can take the butter knife and dip it in the jelly and pick some up on the knife and pick up the slice of bread and spread it around just like we did at the peanut butter. You can add as much jelly as you want. Now you can put the slices of bread on top of each other. If you like your sandwich cut in half, you can cut it in half with the same knife. Now we can set the sandwich on the plate and get ready to eat it. How about we clean everything up now? If the bread is still out, you need to put the bread clip back on and put it back in the cupboard. The next thing that you can do is put the lids back on the peanut butter and jelly and put them back in the cupboard. If you made a mess on the counter, then you can wet a wash rag and clean it up. Now you can enjoy the sandwich and you can add a side if you want as well. Enjoy! Recap. Four simple steps that are needed every time to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. 1. Get the bread, jam, peanut butter, knife, and plate out on the counter. 2. Using the knife, get peanut butter and spread it on the slice of bread. 3. Using the knife again, grab the other piece of bread and put jam on it. 4. Put the slices of bread together, and there you go. You have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Enjoy! Different types of sandwiches. If you are not a fan of peanut butter and jelly combined, you can try something else. You can just make a peanut butter sandwich with no jelly. You follow the same steps that are listed above, just do not add the jelly. The same goes for jelly. If you want a jelly sandwich, just skip the peanut butter part from above and make yourself a jelly sandwich. There are so many other sandwiches that can be made with peanut butter and jelly. Some people add bananas, bacon, or syrup. There is also different kinds of peanut butter you can use. There is creamy, extra creamy, or crunchy peanut butter. Same goes for jelly. There is raspberry, strawberry, and so many other fruits that you can pair with peanut butter. It is up to you, and try all of the different combinations that can be made. Fun facts. The world's largest peanut butter and jelly sandwich was made in Texas on November 13, 2010. A survey was done in 2002 that showed an average American will eat 2,500 sandwiches before they graduate high school. There are two national peanut butter and jelly days on February 12th and April 2nd. There has been a peanut butter and jelly sandwich that has been deep fried. In 1998, the Smucker's Company made a product that has alternating vertical stripes of peanut butter and jelly. Glossary. Knife. An object that has a blade that turns into a handle used for cutting or spreading. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich. includes one layer of peanut butter and one layer of jam, popular in the United States.